Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Would you be happy if your partner... Well, okay, I'll read it very quickly. I was listening to your show a while back and you were talking about watching porn in a relationship and is it cheating? I would have considered myself a forward-thinking woman who was okay with her husband watching pornography so long as he wasn't seeing another woman. I wouldn't mind at all, actually. I talked to him after I had listened to your show and he said that he watched it regularly. He then told me that he doesn't just watch straight or lesbian porn, but gay and transgender porn. He said as a straight man, he originally found the idea off-putting until he accidentally came across it on Pornhub and now he finds he gets aroused by it. I must admit, it took me back a little bit. Even though I did say I didn't have a problem with watching porn, the fact that he's viewing gay and transgender porn might cast doubt on his sexuality. In my mind, I'm thinking, is he actually a closet gay, bisexual guy who may be tempted to try it on with another man? I asked my two female friends this, and interestingly, they hold opposite beliefs. One thinks that so long as he isn't seeing anyone else, it doesn't really matter what type of porn he watches. The other friend thinks that I'm fooling myself and it's only a matter of time before he's meeting men on Grindr for casual encounters after he gets tired of having sex with me. I'd like to know what other people think. Do most men consider themselves straight in Ireland? Would they watch gay or transgender porn? Okay, I can only tell you from my point of view, I wouldn't. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Wouldn't appeal to me. Susan, you're on Classic Hits. How are you doing, Susan?
Hello, Niall. How are you?
Good evening, Susan. Are you out the back garden?
No, I'm cycling down to the store. I have to get him cigarettes.
Oh, are you cycling as you're talking to us?
Yes, I'm trying to anyway.
And I hope you're not trying to hold a phone and cycle at the same time.
Yeah, I am. No lights.
Oh, jeez.
No lights, no helmet, no high-vis.
So you have no lights, no helmet, and you're holding a phone while you're cycling?
Yes. Yes, you know me now.
Have you got reflective gear on you?
I like to do the naughty things.
Have you got reflective gear on you?
No.
So you're in
I'm on the path.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I know.
Susan, I don't want to be responsible for you hurting yourself.
Everything naughty. And you know...
Let's just stop the bike for a second while you're talking to us.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to stop it now.
Okay.
So the man looking at the thing...
The gay porn.
The gay porn.
Yeah.
What do you think now? Do you think maybe... Oh, hang on a second. Get down off the bike. You know, it is a bit funny
that
he might be trans, but if she doesn't mind that, because it's all nowadays, it's all...
Bit of everything.
Whatever goes,
yeah.
Yeah,
But Susan, you're with a man, right? Okay.
John, yeah, I'm going to get him the cigarettes.
Yeah, you're going to get him the cigarettes.
He's giving out to me for going on the radio because I was going to talk about the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about the pandemic for the moment. We've spent an hour and a half talking. We're bored talking about it now. Okay, yes. Susan, with respect, getting back to this situation. Yes. If you're other half, now I'm not saying he would, but if he said to you, listen, James, I don't mind watching a bit of gay porn, a bit of transgender porn, would you be a bit worried?
I'm trying to think about back to the way it was back when we were, you know, loved up. And he was looking at that. I would be a bit, you know. But then everyone's into, oh, blimey, I'm trying to go back on what I'm saying. I'm all mixed up. Everyone's
and would you, would you look at gay? Would you look at porn?
Like two girls?
Well, two girls, yeah.
No, I couldn't.
Would you look at two lads?
No, I couldn't.
No, it wouldn't do anything for you.
Not at all. Not at all. In any shape or form.
No. Pardon the pun.
Shape or form. Yeah, we're all different shapes and forms, aren't we?
Yeah. And so do you think that's a bit suspect?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think so. Do you think?
I'm agreeing with you, Susan. Yeah.
Yeah, but then we need people to be coming from the other side, don't we? We don't want the debate to go all the one way.
Well, it doesn't really matter. You're not in charge of the debate. I am, so don't worry about it.
I'm trying to get you a job now.
I know. So, Susan... By the way, if there's anybody who disagrees with Susan, you're welcome to come out of the air. The number's 087-188-0008. But, Susan, so you think there's something a bit suspect about that, yeah?
Yeah, I do. I know everything is free and easy nowadays and, you know, anything goes. But I just think, is it a bit below the belt? That might be a bit... pardon the pun as well.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, below the belt. Yeah. Well, hang on. Let me just go to Audrey as well. Audrey.
And I don't want to upset anyone.
No, you're not upsetting anybody.
I don't want to get the, oh, I told you.
No one's going to get angry with you, Susan. Stay there, Susan, with your bike. Audrey, you're on Classic Hits. Audrey, how are you?
We have a Susan on, do we?
We have a Susan on, Audrey, yeah.
I tell you, are they naughty, the Susans?
Yeah, yeah.
Poor Susan.
Susan's on our bike with no lights or helmet or nothing, God love her.
Where's Karen on the other line?
No. So, Audrey, Obviously, you think it's not such a bad thing.
Okay.
I don't. Come here. I think, like, I've heard weirder things, but I just don't think it's anybody's business what other people do privately.
Well, yeah. Well, it is your partner's business what you're doing privately, isn't it?
No.
It's not.
That's where the wrongness is. No.
It is. Your partner has a right to know what you're up to.
Absolutely not. Not in your private time.
So, okay, well then let me just give you an example. And let's say you were online chatting to men and having, you know,
that's
sex.
That's different.
Yeah, well no, you said your partner.
It's screen and I'm like, there's no communication. It's pure, like, one-on-one, like.
I don't know.
I feel for the woman because, like, it probably would have been a shock to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, are you in a relationship, or are you not in a relationship at the moment? Are you?
I am. Okay. I am.
All right, so Audrey, if your partner came to you and said, yeah. Listen, Audrey, Jase, you know what, you remember we were talking about that porn the night on the radio? Yeah, I love a bit of porn, you don't mind, Audrey. And I like a bit of gay porn and trans porn.
Well, yeah, like, that's none of my business. What? Yeah, each to their own, like.
What do you mean it's none of your business? He's your partner.
No, it's my business if he's going out on dates with men or he's going out on dates with any other people. If he's, for number one, he's telling the girl, right? So he doesn't, there's obviously trust there. Number two, he's telling her something, you know, quite personal and could easily be judged. And again, he's telling her. That's another good thing. So what, like.
I honestly don't believe you could watch and get aroused by gay porn unless you're gay.
Or bi.
Or bi.
Or bi. So what's wrong with somebody being bi that you're with?
Well.
That's your perspective. Well, there's obviously something wrong there.
No. Aisling even said to me earlier on that if she met a guy and she was going out with a guy and he said, oh, by the way, I'm bisexual, and the last person I was with was a guy, she'd be uncomfortable with that.
No, you see, I just had the same conversation with my partner. I said, if you were bi and your ex was a guy, that would be none of my business. Like, that's not got to do with me. That's the past. It's not right now.
Oh, yeah, but
right
yeah, and that's it, fine. That's your thing, and you're okay with it. But
yeah, but I tell you now,
I don't know any straight men that watch gay sex. Okay, unless they're bi-curious. Now, the same way as if you're a gay man, I'm sure you don't watch straight sex.
Do you?
What?
Do you know any straight women who watch lesbian porn?
Probably.
Exactly. So what's the difference there now?
I think there's a difference. I know there's a double standard. Ah, here we go.
Why? Like,
yeah,
why
because I know.
Every one of them. No.
Because it's well known. It's well known that women are more likely to be bi-curious than men.
Not me.
Not Susan. Susan doesn't watch two women together. And by the way, Audrey, watching two women together does nothing for me.
Oh, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's an individual perspective. So this woman is in a situation now that nothing in a relationship has changed. The trust is there. The honesty is there. You know, he's just being who he is.
Yeah, but why would he be telling her if he's not a little bit
because
gay?
Because she's asking him.
If he's not a little bit gay. What's that mean? I've never heard that one before.
Did she not ask him?
But Audrey, did you not
did
think...
Did she ask him? Did are she... you gay or...
Did she not ask him, do you watch porn?
Oh.
Like, or did he just randomly come to her, by the way, you know, I watch porn and I watch gay porn, just to let you know, bye, have a nice day.
And do you watch gay porn, by the way, Audrey?
I'm not going to speak about me, no, I don't know.
Oh, you better not.
I don't want to talk about me and that stuff.
I know, I'm only asking, I was just asking, like, as a woman.
That's really private stuff.
I watch porn. I don't mind admitting that I've watched porn.
No, but I would see that information is very private.
I'm not going to go into the details of what I watch now, in fairness. You know what I mean?
Data protection information.
You don't have any weird fetishes or anything, Niall?
No, I don't really have any weird fetishes. No. Maybe.
But let's say you did,
I think everybody has fetishes, haven't they?
Yeah, but let's say you did and you told your partner. Would you not want to be accepted and loved by your partner?
No, if I had a discussion with my partner before the show, by the way, about this very thing, because he was asking me, she always asks me each night, what are you talking about tonight? Because I like to get her a view on it. And I said, like, what would you do if I told you I was watching gay porn? And she said, that's a bit odd. She said, no, I would. I don't know. I don't think I would be comfortable with that.
Yeah.
But there, it just opens the door for a threesome then and a good one.
No, no.
Threesome, you know what I mean? Two men and a lady?
Yeah, so that's a woman. Like, women never get a threesome with two men. They always have to invite another woman, but that would just open the door then.
No, you wouldn't be getting me. No, no threesomes. There'd be no other blokes in the bedroom.
You see, everybody's different.
You're not going to be having dueling swords. No, that's not going to be happening. Because
I'm curious, she wanted to break up with the chap or what?
No, she. One of her mates said, "Don't be fooling yourself, love. It's only a matter of time before he's meeting men on Grindr." That's, by the way, sorry, Susan, in case you don't. Grindr's like Tinder for gay men. Okay.
Yeah, and is he
for casual encounters?
Is he bringing a gay man into the bedroom with a threesome? Is that
no, Susan? Don't be. You're jumping one step ahead here, Susan. No, he's just watching porn.
Oh, because the girl, the other nice girl, Audrey, was it?
Audrey.
She was saying that another man would come into the threesome or something.
I'm just saying it's not such a bad thing for her. If the threesome comes up, that means he's into the idea of another man coming in rather than it happen to be a woman, which is a good thing.
is that a gay man coming in? Is it?
Well, a boy man. A boy man that would have to do with him.
Bi, sorry, Susan. Bi is a person who's into
bi.
both sexes, yeah. Bisexual.
Oh, he's a double factor.
Like,
yeah,
20,
okay.
21.
Yes, like, yes. I sorry.
Love
yes,
love
no,
me.
Audrey, Susan,
not,
Susan is a bit older,
a
I suppose.
A young man, like a boy. Okay.
No, she meant bisexual.
I'm like my mother. I'm
like
getting old.
Most of the society nowadays, they just love whoever they love, and that's it.
Yeah,
or
they're
loving whoever they're loving, and that's it.
Well, hang on for a second. Let me go.
Society,
let me just get a male voice in here. Stay there, ladies. Let me get
let
me get the expert. Hey, James.
How's it going?
All right, now, How's it going?
James.
Everybody just does it now, James. Automatically, nearly every listener goes, "How's it going, James?"
Did the baby come?
He had his baby the other day. Well, he didn't have it; his wife did.
Congratulations, James!
Baby girl.
Baby, how sweet is that? I'll have to get him a little booty and a hat.
Yeah. James, did you get a name for the baby yet?
I did. Well,
oh, fuck! I nearly got killed.
Get off, Susan! When you get off the bike with the phone. Sorry, James. What was the name of the baby?
Saoirse.
What?
Saoirse.
Saoirse. Okay, Saoirse. Nice name. Yeah, nice name. Okay, Saoirse. Saoirse or Saoirse? Saoirse.
No, whichever way. Tomato. No,
yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, well, good luck to Saoirse in her life. I'm sure she'll have a wonderful life. All right, Saoirse. All right, James. Yeah. So, James, I mean, you're obviously, you don't watch gay or transgender porn, do you?
That's not my bike.
No, would it do anything for you at all? Like, if you came across it by accident, would you kind of go, "Oh, look at that. That's interesting. How do you get that in there?" Would you look at it, like?
No.
Okay, so because you're not gay. Okay, because you're straight.
Yeah, well, it doesn't arouse me. I don't get any sexual gratification from looking at men having sex. So
okay, so what would you say to a female friend if she came to you and said, "Listen, my boyfriend or my husband is looking at gay sex or transgender porn online"?
Like, if she got rid of him while she knew he was bisexual, fine. But the fact that this is a new part of his sexuality, I can understand.
No, he's not saying he's bisexual. He just says he gets aroused watching the porn.
Yeah, he can. Oh, of course not. No, you know? Couldn't be. I just get turned on and sit there masturbating to gay porn, but I don't fancy men.
Yeah. No, it just means that he's bisexual, doesn't it, really?
He's bisexual, yeah. And that's
fine. Bisexual.
It's not like a massive negative, but the fact that this is a new part of his sexuality, allegedly, that she knows about, I can understand her apprehension where maybe he's going to want to sample it. Maybe he's going to want to try it. Sitting behind the screen won't be enough to tickle his fancies anymore.
To tickle his fancies.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I can understand her apprehension. Like, and to say that the lady's just absolutely paranoid and it's unrealistic what she's thinking is nonsense.
Sorry, Susan, I feel like you want to be the presenter here. Susan, you fire away and take over. I'll just take a bit of a rest. So go on, fire away, Susan. Audrey and James there. Just deal with it.
I don't know. The thing now, if she can accept his body...
No, don't direct the conversation to me. Your callers are James and Audrey. You're the presenter now, Susan.
Okay. So, James and Audrey, if that man or if that lady can get the words out, accept that he's bi... then everything is rosy in the garden. You know, what's that word? Bob's your uncle, Mary's your auntie.
Yeah, but what happens if the pornography doesn't deal for him anymore? What happens if that doesn't
get him?
But that's
all anxiety, James. That's all insecurity.
It's not really anxiety because that's a well-known
fact. But it's all the what
if,
the what if.
That's
how do you know there's not a lot of trust in that relationship?
Okay, well, clearly not because she's, you know, I wouldn't be texting a radio station about our mistrust. Like, come on.
But yeah, that's coming from
she's just looking for a bit of
advice. No, hang on. She's not saying she mistrusts him. She doesn't say anywhere in it she mistrusts him. She says she doesn't have a problem with porn. It's just she's a little bit concerned. She said, Yeah, I'm thinking now, is he actually a closeted gay bisexual guy who might be tempted to try it with another man? That's what she's thinking.
She's looking for advice.
She's become paranoid.
Obviously, but there's people in relationships for a long time that are tempted to try it with the sex that they're already into. It's called, you know, being unfaithful.
That's not this lady. But that's not this lady. This situation, she's just found out that he likes to masturbate to men dressed as women and two men having
sex. Yeah, but her concern is him cheating.
She said, will he want to try it?
Exactly. Her concern is him cheating.
Susan, control the conversation here, will you?
Is he cheating? He's not cheating, is he? He's just looking at this thing on the telly.
Yeah.
Well, like she said, one of her friends stated, one of them said, no, everything's fine, and the other one stated that he's going to want to try it. He's going to, like Noel said, grinder.
She's
going to go in the grinder.
Yeah.
Bump and grind.
Sorry, Susan.
I bump and grind it all the way down to the store here.
Are you at the shops yet, Susan?
I am. I'm here.
Yeah, I don't want you cycling that bike while you're on the radio.
I tell you, I don't know what I'd do if I was on the telly. You wouldn't want to see my face.
Right. You don't want to be cycling that bike with the phone in your hand and no helmet on your nothing.
What's she going to do, Niall? What do you think she should do? Should she stick with him? Like, I mean, you can't just give up on somebody, can you, if you're, let's say, in love with them?
Hmm. Yep. Well, let me just bring Lorraine in as well to liven up the whole conversation here. Lorraine, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Lorraine? Sorry. Oh, have I got you? There you are. Sorry, go ahead, Lorraine.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, Lorraine?
I'm all good. I just said I'd come on and give my opinion on this.
That's normally why people do come on, yeah. go ahead, Lorraine.
Yeah, well, I don't really think that it's really all that great, you know. If you're in a relationship with somebody and they're going and doing that, is this not another part of this person that you don't know?
That you don't know about, yeah.
You're with somebody that you don't even know.
Well, that's the part of you that gets to me too, that you'd imagine he would have shared this with her before now. Although he did say he only had come across it recently, you know, it had popped up on his screen and he watched it and he said he became aroused by it. Now, would you be concerned? Are you married, Lorraine?
Megan, you're an angel.
No, but I was in a very serious relationship for 4 years.
Okay, so now in that 4 years, if you'd have found out that the guy that you loved was watching gay porn.
Oh, yes, I did indeed.
That happened, did it?
He was doing that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, God, love her.
Oh, no, wait, she hasn't told us what happened yet. Will you wait? Lorraine, so how did you find out?
I had a feeling, you know.
Right.
So I done the wrong thing and went through the phone, but that's how I found out.
Right, okay. Yeah. And what did he say when you approached him?
Oh, he went mad and, you know, denied everything and it wasn't him, and he blamed his friends for using his phone, and you know all these mad excuses.
And what sort of it was gay porn, was it? Yeah.
Yeah, so it was like gay porn and like men and like big, huge men, you know.
Right.
With
big, huge.
Yeah, we get that. Right.
It's called fat porn, fat girl porn, but it's what? Fat man porn.
What did you say, Susan?
There's a thing called fat girl porn.
Fat girl porn?
Fat men porn, he might have been watching.
But I don't think it was the size of his body she's referring to, with the greatest respect. His doodah. His doodah.
Okay.
sorry, Lorraine, to make light of what you're talking about. Okay, so that didn't work out, I'm assuming, Lorraine?
No, that did not work out. And, you know, I took him back after that happened, and I was like, thought I could get over it and, you know, things like that. And he said, no, he wouldn't watch it again. But it became a big addiction. And then it became the destroyer of our relationship.
I would imagine, by the way, the same applies, you know, because somebody texted earlier on there to say that they were gay in a gay relationship. And if they found out that their partner was watching straight sex, they would be concerned. So I think the same would apply in a gay relationship too, I would imagine.
Mm, yeah, they get very jealous.
Who?
The gays. Sorry, I don't mean the gays.
I think everybody gets jealous, with the greatest respect, Susan. I don't think it's just the gays, as you put it. Gay people, you mean. I think everybody gets jealous.
I might get in trouble, and I really don't want to do that.
No, I know you don't. I think it's an innocent mistake, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry. But, I mean, there you go, Audrey. You know, Lorraine was in a very bad situation. Obviously, clearly
I feel for her. That must have been awful. Like, but at the same time, I still stick by how I see this. I think it comes down to insecurity. If these people are in relationships and they're loyal and they trust each other, that shouldn't come into it. If they want to go look outside, you know, for a different gender, like, if there's a bit of communication and it breaks down for whatever reason, fair enough. But I don't think, you know, just because they particularly get aroused by this porn that, oh shit, he's going to run off with somebody on me.
That's, but I'm sure, but most women are dating a man that, you know, who they believe is straight. And I'm sure Lorraine dated this man believing he was straight. Why wouldn't she be upset if she suddenly realised he's not straight, he's actually bisexual?
Yeah, but that's the relationship, like, you're in a long-term relationship with your partner. How many times have you, you know, discovered things over the evolution of the relationship, different parts of her that you didn't see before? That's what happens with a relationship.
Actually, there hasn't been that many times, but however, yeah, I mean, she's everything I thought she was, but go on, yeah.
No, but you know what I mean? To the time that you're with each other 10 years.
So James is slagging me in the background there. You don't even want to know what he's up to there.
You have to just put up with their faults.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
you make a choice every time. Is this something that I can accept or is it not? And that's up to her. But
Audrey's very strong.
Rip her off.
Oh, you're all talking. Sorry, Susan. Go on. You're trying to say something to Audrey there.
Sorry, I didn't mean to talk on top of Audrey. No. I was just saying she's very strong.
She is a strong woman, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very strong.
Is that wrong with that?
No, I think it's beautiful. But she's strong, just like, you know, a pure woman.
Oh. Right. And by the way, Susan, what would you do, like Lorraine, if you were in a relationship for 4 years and, you know, you found out that your man was watching gay porn?
Oh, yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah, he'd be gone, wouldn't he?
Well, I think so. I think so, because...
Yeah, well, sorry. But Lorraine, you've heard what Audrey is saying, that, you know, like, what he does privately shouldn't really affect your relationship unless he's looking outside of the relationship.
But
James...
No, go ahead, Lorraine.
I do not understand that, because you're with this person and then they're doing this on you. So how are they really with you when they're doing something completely different? You're supposed to be together and everything.
And straight.
It's very strange.
And the guy that you were with, is he with... Well, hang on, ladies and guys. The guy that you were with, Lorraine, is he with somebody else now?
Excuse me?
Are you there? Go ahead, Lorraine.
Sorry, what did you say?
The guy that you were with, that you broke up with, is he with somebody else now?
No.
Okay, all right, so he's not... You don't even know if he's with a guy or a girl or anything, so...
No, you know, I think he's a very manly man, and I do not think that he would come to... That he was gay, you know? I think this is just a thing that he's doing.
If he's gay, can he not be manly and gay?
Yeah, like, but I think it's just his ego.
Sorry, James, what are you trying to say there?
Intending.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I thought he said something too.
Yeah, so did I. You need to start taking more control of the show, Susan. Yeah. Sorry. He's hushing up the baby. He's trying to keep the baby quiet. Lorraine, listen, thank you very much indeed for your call. I appreciate your honesty as well. Sorry, Ashley, what did you say about Susan? You get the smoke, Susan?
I got the smokes. I'm on the way back down.
We didn't even hear you at the counter. We didn't hear you at the counter.
No, I was at it. I was up with Megan. I was at it. Yeah, I'm back. I'm out of there now, and I'm on my way back down. He's dying for a cigarette.
Is he gagging?
Gagging. Yeah.
Is he gagging for anything?
Is he gagging for anything else, mind you?
I was going to say, is he gagging for anything else?
No way.
Wouldn't be happening anyway, would it?
Not likely. No. When you get to a certain age now.
Would you not just give him a wink of the eye when you walk in the door?
I would. But sure, he kind of look, what's wrong with you?
Would you not just give him a wink of the eye as you're walking up the stairs and go, how you doing?
As a bit of dirty water gone under the bridge, I don't think he'll ever really, you know what I mean?
What? Dirty?
I don't think he'll ever really be back on track again. Like, when you're in a relationship, you know, a lot of mad stuff happens and you just go on, plow through all the mess.
Right.
You know, like that girl, maybe. She might just plow through it all.
And one stage in your life, Susan, I'm assuming you were wild for it.
Oh, of course, yeah.
What the heck?
Hello, how are you?
Susan, I think Lorraine is saying something to you there.
I'm just curious. How old are you, Susan, by the way?
I'm in my 55th year. I'll be 55 this year.
You're only a young one.
I know, but look at, you know, like the life just changes you, as in, I just said it, the change.
Right.
It's, you know, things happen, and then you just think, what was all that about? You know, it's
like, are you talking about menopause?
Yeah,
it's all ahead of you, Audrey.
Yeah, yeah, and then the menopause happens, and you think, how did I get excited with all that?
What was that all about?
Yeah, what was
Jeez,
all that
lucky
for?
James
what?
Had his babies early in life.
And keep going at it, James. Keep going at it. Have a few more, James.
While the going's good.
He's still on there in the background. He's very
spoken,
isn't he?
Ah, he is a lovely fella. God bless
him. Oh, my God.
It's just like, his biggest fault is he's a Conor McGregor fan. That's his biggest fault.
Niall,
it's all going down this week. I'm not going to talk about it, I can't, but it's all going down this week.
He's in trouble, is he?
Yes, job. Have you not been reading the front of the papers over the last 3 days, Susan? I can't talk about it on the air, we can't talk about it, it's an ongoing court case, apart from what was on the front of the papers, of course. Okay.
Well, I hope it's all going to be okay for
I hope it's okay
the
for everybody.
The thing is, he'll get old like me and then he'll stop all that madness.
Who, Connor?
Connor.
Yeah, and James.
And James, yeah.
Sorry, James.
I'll never stop.
Yeah, I mean, Audrey.
Yeah.
If you thought, you know, all the good times were going to come to an end, when I say the good times, you know, the excitement and the intimacy in a relationship, would you be pissed off?
It does.
It doesn't.
It does, and then it comes back again. Then it goes again.
Susan, it's excited, on the way back. Yeah, you're getting excited, are you?
Oh, thanks be to God it comes back. Thanks be to God. There's a site talking of websites. There is a site for old ladies.
Is there? What like porn for old ladies?
If they're doing that.
What porn is it for old ladies?
Yes. Yeah.
How old are these old ladies?
No, I'm not on the site. I
you obviously know about it. Susan, I'm shocked.
You're so funny. You just said, Audrey said it comes back.
www.pokerpensioner.com. I'm only, I'm sorry, I'm just joking. I shouldn't say that. So, I mean, do you look at that site, Susan? You heard about it.
I can't remember who was talking about it.
Can you not? I can never remember anyone talking about that, but go on. And what do they be doing on this site? Do they give you a few tips?
On the telly. Yeah, I've got these young guys and then they meet these ladies.
Well, like swingers?
Yeah, because some young guys will be into that kind of thing, you know.
What, the older woman?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right, okay.
Yeah.
James, what are you going for? James, are you into the L ones?
Do you know what? No, actually, no.
Hear them say that.
Audrey, are you into younger men or older men?
Older.
Okay, I think most women are into older men, and I think statistically most women are into older men, most men are into younger women, so that works out well for everybody.
Yeah, because do you know what? The emotional maturity usually balances out with a good 10-year difference.
Yeah, but my partner's 10 years younger than me.
Do you understand what I mean? So if you go for a guy that's 10 years older, then he kind of matches you on a maturity level.
Right, okay.
Oh, yes, like my lad, you know what I mean? 8 years older, yeah.
Like who's older, Susan?
My hubby.
Oh, he's older than you, is he? Older. Right.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry, yeah, James?
No, well, the psychological reason that happens is because women like security of resources and older men usually actually come with that. And the reason men like younger women is because they're more fertile for children. That's the biological reason.
I don't want to be rude about this, right, but there was a great study done going back, I can't remember the name, it started with a letter L. It was many, many years ago. And they did this study all about fertility of women, sexuality of men and women, and they measured the fertility of women and how men were attracted to women who are fertile. Mm-hmm. And how they measured it. This is the truth, this is the real truth. They did a massive sample size of lap dancers in America.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And they found that when women were ovulating, that they made lap dancers, female lap dancers, made more money when they were ovulating than they did when they weren't ovulating.
They can sniff them out.
Yeah, so basically, but Susan,
it's pheromones.
It is pheromones, exactly, Susan. Yeah. They did sniff them out.
That was Audrey. Yeah,
Audrey. Yeah, they did. They sniffed them out, Audrey. Essentially, that men.
Yeah, because animals, nature, all does that. You know, to give them.
Yeah, well, dogs are in heat, etc. Yeah. Yeah. So essentially what they were saying were women were in heat at a certain time and men would recognise that. Even though there's no actual physical smell, they would recognise these pheromones and they're more attracted to ovulating women, to fertile women.
You and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals. Let's do it like they do on the Discovery Channel.
You're off your blong. You are off your picky. I swear to God, Susan. Yeah, I swear, you're nuts. But in a good way. In a good way, Susan.
Oh, thanks be to God.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
No, I don't need locking up then, do I?
No, you're fine. You're absolutely fine.
Thanks be to God.
Listen, the authorities
don't think that.
No, listen, okay. Thanks very much indeed. Be careful on that bike. Thanks, James. Thanks, Audrey. And thanks for getting involved.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hit.